stay peaceful.
Can I record that now?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Yeah.
The reason I had said the things I said is that we need to stay peaceful, no matter what the cause is. What I saw in Oakland sickened me. And as long as we keep in a more peaceful manner, no matter whether we go or not, we always have the ability to get our message out. So by resisting, it makes it harder for us to come back out and be who we are and do the things that we do, because they'll just put bigger charges on us by doing so.
Drains our resources as far as the legal fees and whatever else can happen?
Yes. So the quicker we can get back out on smaller things and smaller charges, then yes. You know, these charges are pointless. We're going to continue to do this. We're going to continue to speak out, and we're not going to stop.
Do you think if we're also nonviolent, we can control the public discourse better? Because if we have violence, then that's what people talk about, is pretty much the violence. Even activists talk about the cops and versus the activists, and without looking at the deeper issues of the corporate takeover of our government.
Yes, the thing is violence only begets violence. And people get scared. Now, some might get riled up. But if you can show the same kind of power without raising a hand, that's far bigger statement and far stronger. Gandhi did it.
I think you were at that meeting last week with ACLU. And I went there last week, and they had a briefing about what can happen if you get arrested and so forth. My personal opinion, what was missing from that event last week is they seemed to tell us the various legal details, but I wanted to hear them talk about us using protest as a strategy without, you know, I didn't get that from that meeting last week.
No, that didn't happen. The thing is, those types of things are things you speak in your own meetings, because there's no legal way to say how to do it. And they definitely would be putting themselves at liability to suggest such things.
You know, in Columbus, the people I know who are involved in activism, there's quite a few who think nonviolence is just naive BS. It's not something that we should necessarily pursue, and it's really not going to be effective. You even got guys that are writers like Derek Jensen who advocates, you know, any means necessary, take down the system. What are your thoughts on that?
Very simple. If it ever got to that point, we've already lost. All right, you've lost the control. So the goal is not to get to that point. But it may go to that end. But as long as we don't have to go to that end, then we do what we need to do. All right, we use the tactics we have. We come at them sideways. We come at them in angles they've never seen before. We do things that have never been seen in history. You know, we use think tanks to find out unique ways of doing things. So that's how you do this. You look at how they expect us to come at them, and then you come at them differently.
As an activist in D.C., made the point that the state doesn't quite know how to react when they have an organized, well-disciplined, nonviolent action. They are better equipped in their mentality in terms of the equipment they have, physical equipment, to deal with a violent protest and to put it down. So we kind of throw a wrench in the machine when we are organized and nonviolent.
Yes, there was a group that I was greatly inspired by called CIRCA, Clandestine Insurgent Rebel Clown Army. I really wish I could meet some of those boys, because they got some very good techniques.
Another question I had for you was, you said that if it comes to that point where we have to use violence, we've pretty much lost already, because it sounds to me like you're saying as long as we have a functioning civil society, to at least some extent, we have a lot of corruption, our democracy on many counts is being undermined by corporate power, but at least still we can stand on the street and do these things. So it sounds to me like you're saying as long as we have that functioning civil society, we can use nonviolent protest and get the message heard.
Yes. Again, we as human beings, this is what got me thinking nonviolently. I asked myself what it would take to stop a police riot line from hurting demonstrators. And the picture that came to mind was hundreds of mothers with their infants strapped to them. You picture that and you will see there is no good in that. There is no good outcome. If that's what we're coming to, I don't want to be a human anymore.
So the meaning of your name? All right.
The meaning of my name has to do with a nickname referring to the Kitsune, which I may be pronouncing that wrong, but Kitsune is the name for fox in Japanese. Also means Japanese fox spirit, which are trickster spirits in Japan. Also, I take it as Ninetales, Scourge of the Earth. So it has a multiple meaning.
So why Scourge of the Earth?
Well, something needs to be cleaned up, and that's one way to do it.